When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Wind in the willows. Do you remember that?
Wind in the willows.
Do you remember? He went Satchel.
That has not been touched or tickled or feathered in the part of that memory.
Who do you want to tickle
now?
Wind in the willows. If I said wind in the willows, Satch.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. No,
that is about a 40-year-old memory that you have just brought
unlocked.
Back.
Yeah. Unlocked.
Wind in the willows.
It was that frog, wasn't
frog?
It? Yeah.
And rabbit, maybe? I feel like I said rabbit. There was something to do with the river or in the opening credits.
And it was quite... Is it Beatrice Potter? It looks a bit maybe. In my head. I'm
but
trying
it wasn't.
To like
it wasn't
literature.
Cartoon as well. It was a weird...
Yeah, it was like a book.
Model. Yeah.
I remember being like stills, but then zoom in on it.
And I'll be honest with you, I just thought it was a bit boring for a children's
show,
wasn't it? Maybe we weren't clever enough.
No, it was felt intellectual. That's what it was.
Yeah. You two have been speaking for 50 seconds. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, Wind in the Willows.
Wind in the Willows.
It was a TV show, right? Kids TV show. But because, sorry, that came to mind because we are now broadcasting from the Willows, which is a wedding venue and banqueting suite in London, East London.
We're at this Thrupple's wedding.
The Thrupple's, us three. Yeah. It's a good word, isn't it?
A Thrupple. Chuck that in there casually.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, like P. Diddy, he has loads of thruples.
Okay.
Yeah. You know
I mean? There's that British boxer, isn't it? Lennox Lewis. He's in a thruple situation.
Is he really?
Yeah. David Haye.
What?
David Haye. Sorry, David Haye. Yeah.
Two wives.
Two wives.
Who's that? Is it Neo?
Yeah, he's got like more than two though, isn't he?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a quadruple.
This is probably the only British person I know who's in this situation.
David Haye has got two wives.
Yeah. 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 And they all get on.
Well, you know what are you going to say to David Haye?
No, but them two don't have to get on.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And they all get on. Anyway, we are at the Willows. Thank you to the Willows and the Willows team here for letting us come. Because we come to different venues and we go to different restaurants and places. And these guys are good friends of ours. It's a big old venue.
It's a big venue.
And you can probably hear it in the acoustics.
Yeah, and you could, I mean, you can just see that.
Usually
I mean,
when I come here, there's like 600 people in here.
Yeah,
Like well, I've never been here. It's the first time, but it seems quite nice.
Nice venue, nice car park, nice little water fountain outside.
Yeah.
Lots of parking. There you go. Choose Willows for your venue. I'm sure there are lots of venues available. Actually, can I be honest? We've made friends with quite a few venues around the country.
Yeah.
So it's hard work. It's a massive place to keep on top of.
To maintain.
So rate them. And actually, but on a day like this, Devin, they're on 18 acres here of like grassland, lovely grassland.
Big space.
I was just out there, and it was like the grass has just been cut. It's like you just want to get a football and.
It felt like being on holiday out there a bit.
Yeah, it's really nice. And actually, the last time we were here together, Satch, we did a Bollywood night for my school PTA.
That was a little while ago, wasn't it?
A few years ago, upstairs. And had some wicked food. Remember that? The food was really good. But it's heatwave. It's heatwave time.
Heatwave Britain. We are in the midst of it. And I can't believe we've actually got 2 weeks of non-stop sunshine.
Matt, 32 degrees on Sunday.
Oh, that what
it
says?
That's what they say. It's climbing.
Mid-20s. That's in the 90s, as they would say in America and Canada.
I think it's
in the 90s, because it's about three times.
Oh, okay, all right.
So if it's in the 30s, it's in the 90s. And the 90s in Fahrenheit is high.
It's getting hot at night. The quilt is not being used. It's more like a thin sort of...
We don't want to know about your...
No, but do you know what I mean? It's like a thin sort of blanket. I've got one of those, which I bought from Amazon a couple of years ago when we were in the midst of the massive heat wave.
I'm picturing a silk sheet.
No, it's not silk. It's a weird material.
And you sort of draped over your bed and the sheet
close.
Across you, and you can see your raspberry ripples through the
through the sheet. Ripples?
Yeah, your nipples.
Oh, I see. They were sweets as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
As long as you don't see his flake.
No.
Great to
see. You can't see that.
No, but it's like a thin, it's some sort of cooling blanket. And it's just so good. It's on Amazon.
Cooling
it's brilliant.
Blanket.
Yeah. It keeps you cool, but it's thin, but it's weighty as well. I love it because I need a bit of weight. Do you know what I mean? I don't like all just being open.
You want a bit of... Yeah. You want to know that it's got you pinned down.
Yeah. Especially because it gets a little bit cooler.
And the blanket.
Yeah. No, again, like I said, we're all in. We're all sleeping in one room at the moment. Me, my wife, and my kids.
Oh God, that's gonna be hot in there.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Bruv.
How many fans have you got in there?
No. It's got a window.
Can you imagine if you just got a line of Brownlow people just waiting there, like, just in your bedroom? Because just instead of fans, you just got people just blowing. Yeah. Keeping you cool.
No, nothing weird about that. My kids in the room.
Honestly, that sounds weird.
More so like last night, Milo just suddenly, like, we've not been in bed about 10, 15 minutes. No. Just kicked the duvet off. Oh. Kicked it off. And I went, I said, you dropped it. And he went, no, I don't want it. Yeah, I'm too hot.
What's the bed sitch? So are they
two double beds in one room.
Oh,
and nice. him and Logan in one.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest, I go to sounds weird. I go to bed with my wife. I wake up with my son. Right. So I don't know what.
How long has it been now? Like in this situation,
bruv, it's been since November. So trust me, it's been a good 7-8 months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's testing. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
and I know for a fact. It's a bit like. It sounds like a heavy comparison. A bit like the hard times of losing your job, right?
Yeah.
You kind of go, you feel really crap at the time, right? Mm. And I'm like, oh God, this is so frustrating. I need my own space. Why am I living like this?
Yeah.
We should have just rented a place. Why didn't we rent a place while we're doing works in the house?
Mm-hmm.
But the work's taking longer and longer. We've hit loads of problems as well, as we would. So so the house is probably not going to be ready till about January next year.
Oh, wow.
So we've still got another 6-7 months.
January next year. You're halfway then, basically.
Yeah. We are gypsies until then.
We're travellers. We are on the road. We're on
and
the
And even then, when the house is built, I don't think we might not even get an invite.
No, you will. Because I'm working in the table where we're trying
just
to
make sure the heating's working.
Yeah, no, the heating will be working.
But it's hard.
But I know we're going to look back on these hard times and go, do you remember when we were all in one room?
It's the hard times that you learn.
Yeah. Oh, I remember, like, we were all together. And, you know, very soon, Milo and Logan will be older.
Yep.
Time would have moved on.
Yep.
They're not going to be interested. They're going to want their own space and room. They're not going to want to have anything to do with us. Somebody said a little stat to me the other day. They said, when your kid gets to 18, you've spent 80% of the time you're ever going to spend with them up until they're 18.
Yeah.
So over the rest of their life, it's only 20% of
that
time. Meaning the majority of the time you spend is when they're kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's it. So I'm trying to be present, Kej.
Okay.
I'm trying to be mindful.
Yeah. Yeah. How was your weekend then? Because I saw you up there, weren't you?
I tell you what, I'm so present. On Father's Day, I didn't see them and I went off and did a gig in Scotland. I didn't spend Father's Day with them. But yeah, I went up to Scotland. Can I say something quickly about Scotland then? Mm. On the casinos, we are in a heat wave. We did the show. I put this on my Instagram story in case anybody did see it. I'm going to repeat that.
Mm.
But we came out of the show at exactly 9:30, about 9:35.
Yeah.
It genuinely stumped me. I was stumped. Stopped in my tracks. Came out, opened the door of the glee club that we were performing in Glasgow. And it was not only just daylight, it was light like it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, light.
Did look very bright.
But to the extent that I look, bro, I know what a light evening looks like when it's falling into like dusk, you know, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, it was almost like there'd been a mistake. Like God had gone, oh crap.
Yeah.
Forgot to turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Quick, turn the lights off.
Are we not like 4 days away from the
solstice?
From the solstice, and then that's it. It's going to start getting dark.
Darker, yeah.
What is the solstice? That's the longest day of the year.
Longest day. And then it starts getting shorter.
I've been to Glasgow then as well. And I was confused. I think I remember going into the club at about 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It was bright like this.
In daylight?
About 11 o'clock.
No.
Daylight still. It was bright.
Can I be honest, bro? England is the UK.
It's small.
Is small.
Yeah.
You go to the States, right? You can drive 7, 8, 9, 10 hours and not leave the state, right? You still be in the same bend. And it's no different on the weather or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas in this tiny little land, so I know this is like a real dumb thing to probably say, in this tiny little land, you go just 4 or 5 hours.
It's not 4 or 5 hours.
Okay, it's 6-7 hours, right?
Yeah.
Driving.
But it's far. Yeah.
But it's far. And also,
it's only 1 hour.
It's the curvature as well, isn't it?
But bro, how much curvature are you going to get in little old England?
Yeah, there's a big
curvature. There's a curvature.
No. Like you said, like we're on the bend. Like we're on the nipple or something like that.
There is bendage.
Minimal bendage.
But I tell you what, the first time I saw it as well when I went to Scotland, I was shocked. Yeah. Like, as in, I was just like, where am I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it proper disorientates you.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because you just don't know how to react or behave.
You're going, because if it was dark, you'd naturally go into, whoo,
I'm ready for bed.
Done, you know, like, let's get a little mind.
But you were ready for party.
But then it kind of throws you out. Like, it's like being jet lagged.
Mm. That's what I mean. I remember going into the club, it was 11 o'clock, daylight outside. And I thought, this is weird. Like, okay, I'm going to DJ
Daydream. Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's like that in like Finland and Nordic.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're closer to Northern Star.
And then, by the way, I got messages this week from people saying, well, I'm in Birmingham. Bal, hello to you. Because I'm in Birmingham and look how light it is now. Mm. So meaning it's like, so it's just, look, it's summer days, happiness, all around, sun shining. I am not complaining, by the way. I don't feel, touch wood, I'm looking at you, Satch,
yeah,
too hay fevery.
I dealt with it.
He's had it.
I told you.
Up the bum.
Did you have that?
A couple of weeks ago. So it's only.
Oh, can you have it?
It's only kicking in now. But like to like as the days go
that's
on.
That's a big bum.
I'm feeling a bit better.
Yeah.
It doesn't like work like that, boys. It's not like you just take it.
Why is it taking so long?
The needle's 18 inches.
Yeah.
So it's. Sorry, I thought you had to have it like in March.
You can, but that's like, you should have it then.
You missed it.
But no, I didn't miss it. I tried to not take it this year.
Oh,
you
thought, oh, hero bunya.
Yeah, no, legit, because I was like, I don't want to take it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. It got to a point where it's just like, I needed to.
Are there any side effects? Are you drowsy?
No, I'm fine.
You all right?
Yeah, no, all good.
Okay, good to know.
As normal.
Good to know. And so, kind of say, going up to Scotland, lovely. Loved it on the weekend. Mm. And actually, I felt a little bit selfish because it was Father's Day.
How'd you go up, by the way?
A bit of a trains, planes, and. Yeah, just trains and planes. Trains and cars.
Go on, say it, because I know you love saying it.
Oh, trains, planes, and automobiles.
Yeah, he loves it.
That film is unbelievable.
I know, you always say it.
That's one of my favourite films.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
It's a good one.
Where's your hand? Between two pillows?
Huh?
Those aren't pillows! Oh, come on. What? It's heartwarming, the film.
Who
is
the director?
It's frustrating. Oh, I'm
Boyle.
A director.
Was it Danny Boyle?
No. It wasn't that edgy. But it was just Steve Martin. It was that era. You could go and get this film out from Blockbuster. You'd go along the line and go, Steve Martin and, Candy? John Candy.
Long time ago.
Brilliant. Anyway, trains and planes. Trains and cars.
Cars and trains.
So I got a train up to Stafford. Then we got met there with the cars, and they took us up all the way to Glasgow. Yeah.
How far was that then from Stafford?
Yeah, like another 3 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's far.
Right? But when I was at Euston Station, it was early in the morning. It was about 8 o'clock.
Was Kedge there?
I do live a lot at Euston Station, but it's
why do you live a lot at Euston Station?
Well, because it's the connecting one when I get in from Watford.
Oh, to your Harrow's and that area.
Yeah, and on the way to London Bridge. So Euston's a great station.
It is a great station. It's got everything.
Great shops,
good coffee, good Sainsbury's, outdoor market. Yeah, you got that. So you get your quality end.
Yeah.
Plus you got the Burger King.
You've got the Burger King. You've got
Nando's outside.
Yeah, Nando's outside. There's a few places that you can eat there. Pret, it's a big Pret.
Yeah, and on a Saturday afternoon, they have a little pop-up, so you get like nice coffee outside.
Yes,
you know,
they
like
do.
The organic coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm there. I'm at Euston Station, and obviously it's early morning. I've done the journey. I get to the station. I think, I didn't do my early morning, dumpage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, number two. Yeah, okay. Right? Because I left the house quickly.
I didn't time it.
It didn't time my day.
No, I
don't time it.
Oh, don't you?
No, it's a wild horses down there.
Okay.
They do what they want. There's no saddle, bro. I don't put reins on it.
Okay.
Control it out the paddocks.
Yeah, no, but normally you're quite quick. You've got a quick process.
Right, but because I just got up and left.
Okay.
Right, and also I didn't shower because I thought I'm going to get there early. We're going
to
get
you
into...
You have to accelerate, don't you, in the morning?
Huh?
You don't have to accelerate it in the morning.
Cup of tea?
No. Well, yeah, but...
Coffee or tea?
Better. In a squat.
In a squat position.
Drink your jar, but in a squat position.
Bruv.
Tommy, please do that and put a video up on the weekend.
I can't even get in a squat position.
No,
bro.
Squat and drink a coffee. Yeah.
I'll sit down.
And film it.
You can do a little bit of a
squat. I'll sit down on a low chair. Okay. There you go, right? I'll sit down. Anyway.
Smokey only fans, mate.
That could be an only fan.
Can you imagine people paying to see him squat?
I squat and drink tea. Oh, go on in. put another sugar in it. Oh, dirty old women or men, whoever. Anyway,
Kids.
So
I'll be watching just for comedic value.
Kids can sign up. There you go.
Okay, right. I'm not being crude. So I get into the toilets. It's quite quiet, bruv.
It's a good thing.
Funniest.
This one, let it go.
No. I'm walking along the cubicle doors on the left-hand side.
Yeah, they're on the left.
They're the classical cubicle doors where they have a gap at the bottom and a gap at the top.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, you know, like school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As I am walking past his cubicle,
the
man in there drops his phone. The phone slides out.
Oh.
There is Bond and bum and boobies on the phone.
Oh.
And he's watching a little video. He's sitting on the toilet. Watching a little bit.
Was he sitting on the toilet?
Yeah, was he? No, he was, because I saw him go, I could hear the awkwardness. And I went, and I...
What did you do?
Tommy, you're the last person. Yeah, yeah, you're the last person. I went, oh, hello, first thing on a Sunday morning. And I just went, I'll push it back for you. And I just used my foot to push the phone back. And I did think, I thought maybe Mike Gold doesn't want his phone rubbed on the floor. But I thought it's dropped on the floor anyway. But I thought, I'm not touching that phone with my hand. So I just kind of, because it literally, it bobbled and bounced and came. But it was a fact, I looked down and I saw boobs and like some, and you can imagine him going,
and he, did you see him? Did you wait?
No, how could I? No, so then I went to the cubicle, the doors opened and closed.
What a story.
But I'm like, come on. And I was like, that's going in the podcast.
Yeah,
all I could think, I went, oh, first thing on a Sunday morning. And he went, he did something. So like acknowledgement.
Could you guess what race he was from that?
I'll be honest. I think anyone who's looking at porn at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning is white.
No, I don't think you can make that general. Not at all.
I've said this in comedy.
What? I don't think you can make that general.
There's like a different approach that white people have towards like strip clubs.
Well, there's different
like
timings.
They go to stag do's with their dads and go, yeah, we all went strip club. Like no Punjabis doing that, no Gujaratis doing that, no Pakistani Bangladeshis doing that.
Are amongst the different races of the planet. What research have you done across the porn stream?
What time?
Right. So, no, brown people like evening time, and you know like, they'll make an event of it. You know they'll get into their room. You know all that kind of thing. Right. But like
black people,
Gordy would just want to do it everywhere. He's like, oh, okay. You know the Sun newspaper has it at it. You know all that. It's just everywhere. Because I remember I was doing a comedy night. And I said, and something happened. Somehow we got to talk about a group of lads, stag do. I said, oh, you could have been in a strip club. You could have gone to, you know, to whatever. And they went, and I went, look at that. I said, you're grown men and you're looking all nervous that I've said the word strip club in front of you. You're looking around. Like, oh, don't say that, bro. You're going to drop us in it.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and there was a guy there sat with what I thought was like, could be a girlfriend, but they didn't look a million miles away. Yeah. Turned out to be his mum, but she just looked, she looked good. Okay. Like, she didn't look that old. Mm. Didn't look as old enough to be his mum anyway. And I went, oh, right. I said, look, mate, just, did you go strip club? And he looked around. He went, that's my mum. Mm. All right. And I went, oh, right. I said, well, you probably don't admit it then. He goes, and she went, admit it?
She works there.
The mum goes, the mum goes, he gets me to dance for him. No, you don't. Right? Yeah. I'm sorry. That's weird. Right. The mum goes, admit it. He comes back and he tells me all about it.
Oh, wow.
And I won't say the phrase, but they're quite crude and graphic about describing what certain women look like.
Okay.
And the mum and the son were talking like that. Oh, what I mean is, these white people are different to us.
Mm.
All right. What they talk about all
this. So
I pushed it back, but it was a little, it could have potentially been another little beastie moment for him. But I thought, I think I dealt with it well because I didn't make him go, oh, how could you? Only like that. I went, oh, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't take your phone out and film it.
No. Well, it was all so quick. It literally bubbled out as I was walking past. It was like God was
saying.
And
it's kind of like bro's code, isn't it? Just slide it back.
That bro.
The phone or you? Did it bubble out?
Yeah, bubble out. He slipped out from under the door and I just tucked him back in. I mean, that was the gentlemanly thing
side
to do.
Pass.
Right.
So that was my experience of the weekend.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? It's a bit different. Like, I would have never thought of that, basically.
A phone bubbling out and that being on it. But you think right now he's somewhere telling his mate, oh, God, there
someone
I was
me.
Watching a bit of like, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it would have been quite a funny story to tell.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he's seen the funny
side. It wasn't a funny story, but it was a bit different for me because this never happens to me.
Yeah.
I went to a wedding. As a guest. As a guest.
Wow, that's the first for Saturday.
I hope they realise how lucky they are, those
people. No, legit. Like, it was my cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Right.
And it was just weird because Saturday night, you know, he gave me the date so long ago, put it in my diary, didn't really think much of it kind of thing. I knew I was going.
Did you go with your mum and dad? Were you with the family?
I went by myself.
Oh. Right.
By myself.
What is that because was it a smaller wedding? Was that only 100, 200 people?
It was about 200 people.
Yeah.
So was that the Langham in London?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, it was lovely. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was lovely.
Lovely wedding.
Really, Langham's really nice wedding.
What a spot.
And
it was sunny. It was sunny, obviously, as well. Nice day.
It was, lovely day. Right. Drove into London. Got there. Do you know what? It reminded me of though, because obviously I parked right outside of where we used to work.
Yeah,
so right like, by the BBC.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of you guys and I thought, oh, shall I take a... And then I thought, I ain't going to take a picture. Took a picture of the Langham instead.
Yeah.
Going in here tonight.
And did they do canapés? Was it?
Do you know what? I missed the canapés. Yeah, I'll tell you why, because it took nearly 2 hours to get into London that day because it was the King's birthday, wasn't it?
Trooping in colour.
Trooping in colour. So London was, everything was closed. Every road was closed. So like, it took me nearly 2 hours to get there.
What did it feel like being a guest, just a straight up guest?
Do you know what?
Because how many weddings do you do a year? How many weddings roughly?
Oh, I don't know.
50?
Probably more.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, loads. And it was weird because number one, a guest at someone else's wedding. Number two, by myself, which was weird as well.
Yeah.
Takes a bit of confidence,
number,
you know,
number
bro.
Number three, I didn't know, apart from my cousin, I didn't know anyone there.
Oh.
No one.
Oh.
Okay.
Because what, they were all his friends and stuff?
It was all his friends.
Right.
And so...
So and legit, I was cool going cousin. There and I was just like, I don't know who I'm going to meet. I'm sat obviously on the table. I don't know who I'm going to bump into on the table. Yep. Who do I bump into the table? Listeners of the Brownload from Dubai.
Brilliant.
What?
They listen to the Brown. They know you actually.
Oh. The picture
we
you
met
sent
them
me.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
we met them in Dubai.
They were just like, "Oh yeah, we came to your event with you and Tommy a few weeks ago."
Mm. Yeah, that's
so that was a bit strange. Like of all the places.
Yeah,
and then yeah, just got to know everyone on that. Do you know what? I was on a really fun table. Got to know everyone. Everyone was lovely.
Kedge, do you? And I'm saying this because I think I know the answer. Do you like to be at a wedding on a table like in that situation?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
On your own?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't care.
Can I be honest? I flipping love it.
I know you love it. But that's it. Do you know what? For me, I weren't loving it because I was just, you know, on the way there, I was just like, I would never do this.
Yeah.
If it weren't my cousin's wedding,
you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't be going.
You got to realize the performer in me at a wedding where we don't know anyone. Let's say it's like the perfect wedding would be one of my wife's friend's weddings.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's, you know, all Gorda sort of family, right? Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
No one knows me. No one knows what I do. Yeah. No one. I can just sit at the table
and just
bust my jokes.
Yeah. And do you know what?
As just a,
in a weird sort of way,
fun way.
That's what I did because perfect. I knew no one. I was just chatting shit to everyone on the table. Do you know what? It was a really good night.
And exactly.
I enjoyed it.
And because of what we do.
And I'll probably never see them again.
Exactly. No. But because of what we do, you're already going in like in gear two, gear three.
No, I was ready. Honestly, I was cussing everyone. I'm like, there was two guys sitting next to me and I was just, they were just chatting and I was just like, you know.
What were you cussing them for?
No, just they were just telling me about life and this, that. He, like, this fella here was married to his wife was in. Another guy here was married to his wife. And they were just talking to me about their wives. And like it was like one big massive family.
Yeah.
And me. So, like, everyone knew each other apart from me.
Right.
So, it was just a bit like, you know, they were telling me stuff and I was just, throwing my two pence.
Worth I love it. I
really enjoyed it.
I love leading.
I was out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I love leading the drinks. Like right, you know, more
also, I want to get in like and just help with the food, like do shit around.
Cause bro, no, look. Boys.
People just look.
No. The food was served to you.
Oh. Like silver like, service?
No. All the food was on the table.
Yeah.
But they had waiters around the table to serve you.
I think I'd want to do.
No, but you couldn't. There was no way because the table centerpiece was so big, you couldn't grab the stuff that's on the other side.
No
of the
rotation
table.
Disc so, on it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't one of them ones. You wanted to see what this
lazy
thing.
Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
Lazy.
You wanted to see what this table looked like.
Lazy
it was incredible.
Lazy
Susila.
Lazy Susila.
Indian. Yeah.
It was one of them ones where and you didn't have to get up for drinks. They'd just bring it all to you. You didn't have to leave your. It was brilliant. You didn't have to leave your table.
High end. Good
it
stuff.
Was proper high end.
A good high end winning. And it's nice. You rock up. But again, hats off to you. I think it takes balls to walk in there on your own.
Legit on my own.
Sometimes you've got to go to press screenings or film screenings on your own. I feel like, oh God, you've got to hover around then the reception on your own and don't know anyone who you're going to meet. I can't believe you met listeners. That's crazy, small world.
So, because you guys are quite regs, on the regs, meeting listeners because obviously of the work and line that you're in. So, you know, you meet a lot of the Brownlow listeners. Obviously, Kedge doesn't do that, you know, because I'm not out DJing, I don't host events or anything like that.
Kedge, mustn't talk about Kedge in the third person.
No, but...
What a prick.
This weekend, I don't know what happened. So I'm out Saturday morning, early morning, I had to quickly do the test.
Were you at Euston Station in the toilet?
No.
And I do not recognise those fingers. Why is this Gujarati born? Why is this?
The toilets were empty. And no. So I was in Tesco, early doors. And I thought, right, I've got to quickly, because I had to do a few things on, so I had to quickly just bang out the weekly shopping, right? So I'm in there. And then I got to the aisle of peanut butter. And not peanut butter.
This is sexy.
Peppercorns and salt granules. And I was trying to find something that was that I could. I just wanted the refill.
Were you going Himalayan salt?
No.
Chunky white salt.
Just chunky white salt and the peppercorns.
You need the Himalayan.
I know.
I think the chunky white salt tastes more saltier.
Yeah, that's
but
what
the Himalayan they say is this night.
Yeah, exactly. So I was looking for the refill one, and I was bending down. I was on one knee, right?
Because
it was a low
tight shorts.
No.
Why were you on one knee?
No, because I was
proposing to the salt.
It was a low aisle. It was a low aisle. And I couldn't do a squat right but in the middle no of, do you know what I mean, Tesco.
There's no need to do a one knee jobby,
Ked. No, because I had to go down to see it. I couldn't see it. And I was like, why is this not available? Anyway, I'm down there. And this guy, goes, excuse me, mate. And I'll go, oh, God.
Why are you down there?
Here we go.
Did you propose to him?
No, isn't it? Well, I could have. And I'll go, here we go. Another one who's going to ask me, do you know where the cucumbers are or something? Yeah. Because yeah. I don't know why, but everyone thinks I work in the Watford Tesco. Yeah. And that's why
I don't wear the uniform with you.
No, I can't. And that's why I didn't wear blue. And normally, if I go in blue, they think I work in Tesco. So I wasn't even wearing blue. So the first thing I did straight away is I looked at him and went, sorry, mate, I don't work here.
Yeah.
Just refill it. Yeah. And he went, you kids from the brown load. And I was just like, oh, mate, yeah. And then anyway, he introduced me to his missus. They just bought a new gaff in Northwood and they'd just come for do the big shop. They had a mop and lovely everything, and they were chatting, and it was a lovely little chat first thing on a Saturday. And they asked me for a selfie, which I find that really weird. No, you guys fine. No, with me, it's really good. Weird. But then all I was thinking was, we took a selfie in front of the olives and peanut butter aisle. I mean, what a random background to have a selfie with.
I think it's good. I love olives. Peanut butter.
Okay, so I was laughing the whole way out because I just thought, God, because there were other people who were watching in the aisle and they were like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this Lulu in the thing these people are taking a picture with?
That I love that. When they're looking at it, they're going, who is this?
Oh, I suppose
must be a YouTuber. Yeah. He's a YouTuber.
So anyway, so I walked out of Tesco laughing and smiling, and it was fun, and they were lovely people. I can't remember their names, but good luck to your new movement.
Yeah.
Because I gave them some tekkers about Northwood. The movement in Northwood, I mean, I might as well
give
their
address. Where were they before?
So he, because they just got married a couple of weeks ago. He's from Casterbury. She was from Greenford.
So nearby.
So, yeah, so now they're moving into the top area.
Which is a good area.
Top area.
Things are going well.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Satch's cousin getting married at Langham.
So I told him about, you know, the pub there.
Your cousin getting married. Things are good.
Oh, yeah. Things are going well. Yeah.
I was suited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
Oh, by the way, that's the picture that I saw. Quickly, when I said that of Satch, I saw him with a tie. I've never seen Satch with a tie.
I didn't see him.
I straight away, as soon as I saw a picture,
he goes, why are you wearing a tie?
I go, why are you wearing a tie? Because even if he was DJing, he wouldn't wear a jacket, maybe. He'd be smart.
No, I've never seen Satch in a jacket, DJ.
No, I have.
That's the photo.
He's there.
Very nice.
That's Uncle. He's ready.
More smart.
Yeah, he's like light blue shirt. Yeah. So there you are. You're taking a selfie with the fans.
With the fans. And then, so that finished on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we had to go to Ealing Road because my dad needed to get some Indian outfits, kurta, for some wedding that he's got to get
venison
to.
Venison.
Right? So we're in Venison's.
Of course you
standard
were.
Procedure.
Right? That's deer meat.
Yeah, well, exactly. But it's the name of some Indian material shop and outfits. Anyway, so we're going to Venison's.
How many people pronounce it Venison's and how many people pronounce it Wernison's?
Oh, yeah, it's Wernison's.
Yeah. Wernison's. Wernison's have got a few.
Wernison's going to turn up.
Wernison's.
It's all daughters. Wernison's.
Wernison's got a few. They own quite, it's like a monopoly board on that street.
They've got about four or five shops.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're in this thing. So we've got, and I have not been on Ealing Road for about 10 years.
I bet you got spotted.
So I go in there and I go upstairs and it's a little bit like, you know, my dad's doing this thing and I'm just like, you know, he all of a sudden brought back.
Are you on the first one opposite VB?
Yes.
That one. Yeah, that's the menswear one.
Yeah. So I've got PTSD because, you know, spending time in those kind of shops when you're young and I'm just sitting there getting bored and, you know, dad's trying it on and everything like that.
I bet he is.
All of a sudden. Trying it on.
You know what? He's a player. I know his dad. He's a smooth man. I tell you.
Hello, darling. What are you doing? And I'm sitting there and I'm chatting to my mum. Another guy comes up. Excuse me. Are you Ken from the brand?
Oh, wicked.
Look at this guy. I'm like, what is going on here? I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I listened to it. He goes, my, I think it was his cousin who's a big fan. He goes, they just got us onto the Brown Road recently. Mm. We've been listening. We love you guys, blah, blah, blah. And so we're chatting like that. And he was about to get married. So he was here for his own wedding shopping as well.
Right.
Exciting. Brilliant. Had the chat. They went down. My dad needed some other different kurta.
This is Ealing Road.
Ealing Road. Ealing Road. Anyway. He then comes back again. He goes, can we take a photo? Oh, I was like, this is lovely. Classic. This great, never lovely. Happens to me. Lovely. So what's in the background? Kurtas and sari. So this
olives, nuts, kurta, sari.
So I was thumbs just thinking. Yeah, thumbs so up, I was like, can we have, this could be an interesting, what can you get selfies with the Brown Load gang with the most craziest backgrounds? Let's see if we can top these.
Yeah.
No one is beating kurtas and saris and olives and peanuts.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think it's like, what's the funkiest backgrounds you can get the Brownlow boys in?
I tell you,
use the toilets.
Olives, peanut butter, kurtas and saris sounds like a Gurinder Chadha film.
Absolutely could be.
Keira Knightley and Perminder Nagra are reunited in a Gurinder Chadha all-starer, olives, nuts, kurtas and saris.
Someone has a massive allergic reaction to it.
Why? Just as a
from the nuts.
As an EpiPen.
Yeah. So that was my Ealing Road. I'm like, wow, Ealing Road is now literally Mumbai. It is like being in like Car Central in India, Mumbai, and it's just chaos there.
I haven't been there in years.
No, it's mad. It is, and then Boppert has like increased the shop onto the pavement. It's like massive. There's more steel numbers in there.
Tommy's trying to look at at me like what is Boppert?
Boppert is the shop. Boppert is the big shop where you get all your steel furniture from.
Oh, furniture.
Well, like, as in all the pots, the patillas, everything.
Yeah, they sell the prison trays, the food prison trays.
I don't mind two trays.
Everything in there. Anyway, so
do you know, like, if you say to, I'll meet you on Ealing Road. You know, like, if you say, meet me at Boppert, that's like a landmark.
The corner, why? The cornerstone.
Why Boppert. Do you say Poppert like that? Why? Because why? Why you're talking?
It's not Poppert, is it?
Yeah, it's not Poppert.
It's not Poppert.
Yeah, it's Poppert.
But as you're talking normally, you're going, bruv, we said about Saturday, where should we meet up? Ealing Road? Yeah, you know, yeah, I see a Poppert.
That's how you got to say it. You can't say it.
You got to roll up.
You
got to roll the buh.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
But anyway, so all of this, all crazy. We stopped outside for a bit of Barney Buddy because you can do that. You know, it's like India.
Oh, and I noticed that by the weather, by the way, in Barkingside.
Yeah.
The Barney Buddy stands, fresh
juice
stands.
All out.
It felt like we were abroad.
Yeah, the fresh coconut.
And Ealing must feel like more like
that. Oh, fully. Literally, just missing
the
cows.
Did you have Barney Buddy? I bet you did.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, so then we were waiting there, and there was an incident that happened on the main road outside Sikonis, right? So I think after 6:30.
Sikonis still exists.
Oh, it was massive. Massive in there now.
Again, I ain't been there since I've been a kid.
So there was, I think after 6:30, there's obviously the parking outside those shops.
Free.
It's free.
Yeah.
We were standing there and there was a guy and a girl standing in the car park space.
Oh, to save it for someone?
To save it for their mates.
Yeah.
There was a car parked ahead of that car park space
with
the woman who was out shouting. I was like, oh, what's going on here? Why is she shouting?
Yeah.
Basically, they wanted to reverse into the car park space, but this man and woman were standing in the car park space.
Saving it.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is. I said, you guys carry on with the kurta shopping because I am watching this.
While eating bunny
I love this because the thing is, you are never going to beat an Indian in this situation because each Indian
both,
is stronger.
Are they both Indian?
Yeah.
Both
Desis.
Okay.
But you've got to remember, every Desi thinks that they're more powerful, more clever than the other Desi.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is going to be fun. So then...
That's the stereotype, by the way.
Absolutely.
Just Indians, they think they're more powerful, more special than
everyone. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Because we're always right. No one's ever wrong. Mm. So then I thought, this is going to now evolve beautifully. But there wasn't a crowd, but I started the crowd up a little bit. Because I thought, oh, because I'm like, you know me, talking a bit loudly. Oh, what's going on here?
Yeah. But Ked, you got to do that in Gujarati because no one understands.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. So I started doing all of that.
In that tone.
Are.
You can't do that.
Are, hey, boy. Like that, right? Exactly.
It is for cars, not for people.
If you stick your hand up and sort of gesture in that direction, it starts attracting people. So the woman was out. I was the hype man. And so the woman is like kind of looking at me maybe for a bit of help. I'm just kind of ignoring, fanning the flames, kind of thing.
You're like a cheerleader. So I can't get involved in the game.
Exactly. I'm from the outside. So just VAR. So then she got back in the car. And I thought, you know what? Rated, they're going to drive off because they've had enough of these two people who are blocking it. Next minute, he just reverses his car real fast into the spot and just brakes just before he hits the man.
Oh,
I was like,
that's
this
dangerous.
Is good now.
Yeah,
because now it's increasing that enough for right. Actually, because where I was seeing is he's every right to reverse into that spot
for sure.
So then, but the guy. Because obviously he was proper Desi.
Hold on.
He's on his phone, not moving.
Can I just do a little objection?
And he moved closer to the bumper.
We need to do a little objection, Your Honour. Because you're saying you just both accepted that he has every right to reverse into the spot.
Well, he's in a car.
What it's the same thing when you're on a train, so you can't save a seat for anyone. Are you saying saving a seat?
No.
Saving
anything? That's like putting your bag on the chair.
Saving a space in a buffet line?
No.
You
no.
None of that can be done.
No, I don't think you do that with car parking spaces. No. If you're there before the person has even come, no, mate.
Where are they? Anyway, yeah, and it wasn't like he was just there. Anyway, so
buffets and stuff and saving seats, Tommy, is a different story. This is different.
Yeah.
Because okay. You're crying even in the vicinity. Yeah. You're probably and still also, flipping also, Harrow.
Ask, yeah, exactly.
And my guy's waiting on Ealing Road. It's going to take 45 minutes. You
so,
can stand
so he
there.
Reversed it. So he made the gap small. Do you know what I mean? So a car couldn't fit into it, but he hadn't parked his car properly in the space. But he's just shortened the space up
yeah,
a little
fair
bit.
Play.
And now, there I go, no. And then the man got angry, the driver, comes out and goes, move. And he started, don't touch me, don't. And then they start escalating.
Why did
that.
He put on a Nigerian accent to say that?
I don't know. That's how
out
I heard
of order.
It.
He didn't need to do that. He's just talking in
normal
I
wanted to go
words.
This, and then I thought, no, hold it back.
No, I've got to move.
Yeah. And then, so he's pushing, and he goes, no, you can't touch me. By which time, The car comes on the side, and he's trying to get in. Now, this guy had a space wagon, so there's no way
of getting
he's
in.
Squeezing
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But what the space wagon has done, he's gone in an angle. Yeah. He's now blocked, and they've got five buses, and everyone's horning behind him this way.
Yeah.
The traffic the other way is blocked because no one gets. It's now
no,
chaos
but hang,
on,
hang
the
on a minute. What's the other geezer trying to park in? Is he trying to park into two spaces? What's
no, because there was only one space there.
Oh, so he's already in?
Half in. His back wheels are in.
That's cool, yeah.
So, but now there's chaos on Ealing Road. There's no traffic moving either way, and now it's getting serious. And I was like, now there's a crowd. Now there's a mela. Now there's like, you know, what's going to happen?
Brilliant.
And
I love
really,
it.
And we had to go because my car park's timing was running out. But so I missed it. But then I had to basically, my brother was there, so he basically, filled me in on the conclusion. The police came.
What?
The police had to get involved. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
Talk about wasting police time.
What, can you believe it?
That's
on a
ridiculous.
Sunday, on a Sunday.
Over a car parking space.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Grow up.
And I just thought, this is only in Ealing Road is this happening for one free car park space.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Where are we sitting on this? Where are we standing? Who's right? Who's wrong?
Right. Okay, so I tell you what I was picturing. When you were describing the story, I was picturing it like the car park at the airport.
No. It was along. Like sorry, I should say it was along street. The street.
Yeah, on the main street.
Single.
So just a load of bays back to back.
Yeah.
See, I was picturing bays like I thought, maybe you want to be near each other because you're going to get a load of stuff. You're going to load up cars.
No.
That kind of
no.
thing. But if it is that, then really you're just stood in the street.
Yeah.
Is that when people? Okay. What about when people put their cones outside their house saying you can't park here because I've got a van coming tomorrow?
I think if there's a cone, tough. Like you, I don't think then you can park there.
No, and if you put a cone out and it's for the reason of like, oh, you've got a lorry or something coming tomorrow, then that's cool.
So are you saying that if these two people who are standing there put out cones, it's fine?
No, but they didn't put out cones.
But
just
if they did,
knobs.
But if they did.
Or I actually think in that situation, if the car pulls up and someone stood there and you got to pull in and someone goes, oh, no, sorry, we're just saving it. They're just going to come. They're probably not 45 minutes away. They're probably just around the corner. Or they're probably coming any minute.
No, but I don't think you can do that.
No, but I don't think, yeah.
You know
no,
what?
I agree.
This is
I
what I reckon
that.
There's people listening to the Brownlow right now who have stood out and tried to save a car park. Because I only ever see Asians do that.
Of course it
no,
is.
No, I tell you what I see. If there's two of you in a car, let's say we're in convoy, and I see a space, I'm not trying to be all chivalrous, then I'll just point. Like, look, there's one there. You take that one.
Yeah. And I'll try and
behind,
and
if
I'll
you're behind
me,
on the road,
I'll find one. You know, I'll do something.
Yeah, but if someone
like
goes
that,
in.
That's the code.
Of course.
Yeah, but if someone else goes in, then there's tough cheese, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can't do anything
about it. Because that, obviously, the other car was there before the car that came.
But so, I just want to get into the Asian head of what is this bakwas about going and standing in a space and feeling that
but
you have ownership.
But that's
yeah.
it. No, but bro, that's just it. Mate, that is what happened.
What's that?
I tell you what that is. That is the mentality of someone who comes from a nation of 1.5 billion
people. Yeah.
Meaning,
right. I've
got to fight for these people. If I turn my back, if I blink for a minute, it's gone. You know?
Because I would, if someone said to you, Tommy, go and stand there and just save that spot. Would you be able to do it? I would say, you know what, tough. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no.
I would lie. I'd say, like, it's for my gran and she can't walk. She needs to go there. Sorry.
No. What?
And then Kedge comes out and calls.
But you were standing. You were standing in that space, going, "This is for my gran."
Yes, I'm really sorry. We're waiting for someone.
It's funny that because I was in Harrow earlier and there were two people fighting over a disabled car park spot. But both of them said, "I've got disabled people in here." I was like, "Yeah," but the woman goes, "But I was here first." And the other one goes, "No, but I need this because blah blah blah." And they both had disabled people in the car again. Asians.
Yeah.
I don't know why you have to fight over a flipping parking space. Like, it's quite sad, isn't it?
But I think Asians get quite... We want to win that argument
but
over
why?
A car park space. I don't know why. I don't know where that comes from. But I feel like it's one of the bigger things that we would fight for.
I am... I was in, going around a car park, and where, you know, where you're going to turn right. Yeah. You're, gonna, like, you're going around the right, and then you turn. And someone was coming from the other way. Mm. And I was waiting for a space in front of me before I turned right, because I wasn't turning right, I was going to go straight. Mm. But that person then came along after me and put their indicator on, like, we're going to go in.
Yeah.
I just let it go. I drove on.
To be fair, he put the indicator on. Did you?
No, because it was straight in front of me.
Doesn't matter.
How can I put forward indicators on? Fucking dickhead. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean no, straight in front?
Yeah, he's in front.
And he came like that.
Yeah, he's come from the right. Like, yeah, imagine a right turn.
Oh, yeah. And you were going straight.
I was going straight. But then he sort of thought, oh, yeah, look, that car's reversing.
I'm with you on that. Put your straight indicators on.
So I did that. And they, but you know when they look at you blank like, what?
Yeah, it's mine. And
you came up the wrong way.
And actually.
Yeah, you're going the other way.
Yeah, and also, and actually, you're a bigger person for just going, that's fine.
It's fine.
There will be another one.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, on the parking space.
Exactly. Right.
It can be solved.
But some people get, you know, you get quite strategic about those things and all that, you know, so it can become, it can become the battle of the day.
Yes. Right.
Like
it was the battle of the day.
If that's the battle of your day, that is quite sad.
Today, this morning, right, we were a bit late getting out the door for school. Yeah. There's a part of the journey to school. It's only a 7-8 minute journey to drive the boys to school. We're two lanes. Mm. No, there's one lane that goes straight and there's two lanes that turn right. But everybody gets in the middle lane that turns right and pushes in on the one on the left. Oh. It's like an unwritten rule code.
Yeah, because it moves quicker.
If you line up, someone's going to push in front of you.
Yeah.
And if you're late, you use it and you push in front of someone else.
Yeah.
You indicate, you hazards it, you go, sorry, put your hand up. Yeah.
You are a hazard, Tommy, and you do that a lot.
You're a hazard, put your hand up. Sorry. That kind of thing.
Goose matey.
Right, okay.
Mate, Tommy's he's one of them.
Yeah. I went along.
He's a gooser, Neil.
Paul Gusum going. And there was a truck in the right lane, in the correct lane, going straight.
Yeah.
And I've come along in the middle one, and I've tried to push him, and I pushed in front of him.
Straight up.
That's what I mean.
It was a Scania. It was one of them, Dorvegiania.
Yeah.
He had a Scania. Lorry. Scania lorry on the front. That's what I could see in the rear view.
Scania,
And a lasagna. Lasagna. I love a lasagna on a pasta, Anyway, sorry. The truck's there, and he did a little,
he's
and then he's revving, because obviously I haven't fully merged in. I'm edging my way over, right?
Busted your car.
You know when he goes and stops, the whole of the truck moves. Is bouncing up there like it's a Dr. Dre kind of thing, right? And Milo and Logan, Dad, is he doing that at you? I went, boys, I think he is, right? And he went, oh, why is he doing that, Dad? I went, he's quite angry, son. He's not having the great start to the day.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be honest, I'm in the wrong lane.
Yeah.
Why did you do that, Dad? I said, because we're a little bit late, because you guys were late getting out of bed. So that's why we're in this position.
Yeah.
So it's all your fault.
Blame your kids.
And then he was going right up my chitter all the way down, because it's all traffic.
Damn right.
Right? Yeah. And I'm going, mate, when you're... I didn't get out. No. I didn't wave at him.
Also,
I didn't
what is he
say
getting
nothing.
Out of it? But you've annoyed him.
And I'm like, you know what? And I felt bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want you to have a bad day.
No,
but that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but people...
If that winds you up, you've got issues.
I've had days when I've been that guy.
No, exactly.
Why? Also,
you just get peed off. You're taking a piss.
Bro, I drive so much.
He's done an illegal maneuver.
I did a wrong thing.
Yeah, but it's fine. You just got to get over it. Just keep going.
Absolutely.
Why are you letting someone else?
I agree completely.
And
it's
something stupid. I know your day.
Are going to get annoyed with
you. Yeah, some days you're going to get someone.
You can't be Zen yoga all the time in the car. It's difficult to maintain.
Very difficult.
And it happens to all of us. Where we're the other person. Someone just cut you up and you go,
yeah, but get over it. It happens. It happens.
Exactly. Okay. Well, change the topic. This weekend, it's been crazy. There've been like birthday parties and shows and gigs. Actually, I went to the birthday party. Logan had a birthday party for his mate. By the way, how sick is this? They got the massive inflatables out on a swimming pool.
Love it, like where you climb up it, slide down the other side. Never had a swimming pool party.
Like a proper inflatables party.
That's brilliant.
So he went to that and I looked at the setup. I was like, oh. And some of the dads had brought their trunks that were going to join
in. Oh, hello.
I was like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I just thought I was taking him to the party for a couple of hours, you know, like that kind of thing. So, no, I didn't have it in with me.
You went stalkers.
I went, I'm in. Let's go, kids. So that was all kind of going on. But then after that, pizza for the kids, right?
Yeah.
And the mum ordered, and I saw like 12 pizzas for like 30 kids.
Okay.
All right. And I thought, she's ordered too much. By the way, just saying, Gujarati mum. Food portions, you know.
Always big.
Always
12
big.
Pizzas big. For 30 kids.
It was about that. About three stacks of four pizzas.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All margaritas, right? Obviously, that's all kids
that's
eat.
That's a lot.
Well, the thing is, I've noticed is that kids don't eat that much food
when they're at a party. Eight slices of pizza. right? So that's 18. No, so
what about the parents and shit as well?
Yeah, there's a few parents here, yeah, not that many. Yeah. So you're looking at about 96 slices of pizza.
Okay.
30 kids. All right. You know, about 15
three each.
Parents.
About three each, yeah.
Yeah, 15, 20 parents because yeah. I'm getting lists right. So yeah, and obviously I helped out, and I quite like being the pizza bar kid, yeah. Like the Milky Bar kid.
Yeah.
Where you're going around, and you know, you can tell some of the thuggery kids.
Yeah.
They're like, "You want another one?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah, I want another one." I'm like, yeah. "Of course you do, son." Here you go, right? Bosh. Yeah. Right. And you can tell the ones like you know
who sit next to the thuggery ones don't get
crumbs. Yeah, who don't eat the crust because yeah. they're being strategic. Yeah. And you get the thuggery ones that are going to go, "Don't worry, I'll yeah. smash
yeah.
it all."
Yeah.
And I know like Logan, he's a two slicer.
Okay. Yeah.
Milo, seven.
Okay.
He can just keep going.
Growing lad.
He's got my genes.
Yeah.
He's like, just keep going. Right. But anyway, so I'm giving it out. And then it slows down. No need to give any more out.
Yeah.
I look around. There's still like six pizzas.
Ooh.
There,
right? Six whole boxes.
Yeah.
Right.
And I went to, I'm going to say her name. Sorry. She won't mind. Amisha, who's the mum.
Yeah.
I went, I said, well done, Amisha. Typical Indian ordering on the pizza.
Yeah. It's always hard though to get that right.
Right.
But it's cool. I'd rather have more than less.
Of course you would, because that's the party vibe.
Yeah.
And she went, well, actually, Tommy, this is the bit that I want to share with everyone.
Yeah.
She goes, I use ChatGPT to calculate how many pizzas I need.
What?
For this many people. What? I was like, wow.
No, what do you mean, wow?
What
does ChatGPT
Me and ChatGPT still haven't really got it on yet, okay? Mm. I've had dabblings.
I don't even know how it works.
Right, not fully, but people are going, oh, it's not just for silly little things like this, and give me an answer to this, or show me a name for that.
What does ChatGPT?
ChatGPT will go, 30 kids, this many adults, this
that's,
many.
It's not going to know, you know.
But when you don't know what the basic maths is, which is a pizza ratio of slices
also,
to people.
Did you tell them what ethnicity that all the kids are?
No, you just
like
kind of go, kids party, 30
kids. Did you
kids,
type in how many are going to be in there?
No.
How many she ordered? 12?
Roughly, I might have got it wrong, but about that and about 30 kids.
So
right?
What did ChatGPT come up with?
So ChatGPT came up with the amount that she came up with.
12.
And then I was like, right.
That's a weird thing to use it for.
And then, but weirdly, the kids had a first round, then the adults had some, then all of a sudden, there was about two pizzas left, three pizzas.
Yeah,
left.
It'll go.
Right? And I was like, okay, maybe the adults hold it. And I'll be honest, I didn't have any because we were having pizza that night at my sister's.
That's why there was two boxes left.
Yeah, you know what? I was like, and you know how hard that is when the kids' pizza's out like that?
Cheese and tomato.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Hot Pizza Hut as well. Margaritas. I said to the guys, I said, I make pizzas at home. Yeah. I make cheese and tomato pizzas at home.
Yeah.
But it's something that the smell of this pizza.
Drives they do it on purpose because it's the wild. They know exactly what to put in it. So
they know
keep
that herby sort of smell. But there you go. That's something I kind of. It's almost like an early chat thing GPT, I learned. That ChatGPT.
I wouldn't have even thought of.
That's a weird. I mean, use a calculator to do some basic maths if you're struggling in your head. But I don't know what ChatGPT does.
Yeah.
But that's.
And actually, I might actually use ChatGPT next week because someone says you can do this. I says like, okay, I'm going to Glastonbury next Friday.
Are you going?
I'm going to go, yeah.
I'm festivaling as well.
Where are you
from? Look at us, this is out on the festival vibes.
What's your festival?
Isle of Wight, this Thursday.
On the day the podcast comes out?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the way, on the ferry, Isle of Wight.
But that's for work, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm going to be...
You're there, you're at the
I'm going to be there, I'm going to be...
No. That's for work, isn't it?
But
I'm there for 4 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you filming, recording,
doing stuff? How long are you at Glastonbury for?
I'm filming, yes. I'm going to be filming and then
say he's working for
me. But then once you're done, you're done. They're not gonna,
once I'm done,
they're
going to
make... It's not like a mellow where they're making work 16 hours a day.
No.
They're going to go, you're
not
going to
be
left.
But guess who's headlining on Friday?
Who?
Sting.
Oh!
Guess who's headlining on Sunday?
That'd be nice.
Justin Timberlake.
No way!
It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait. The only thing I'm worried about is this whole staying over business. Because, you know, as this is, we don't do festival staying over.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's going to be sunny. Right, which is good. When are you Glasto? Next week?
Next Friday, the 27th.
Yeah. It'll still be sunny.
But the thing is, it's like, I'm thinking, what kind of couple do?
Where are you staying?
Well, there you go. You can chat GPT. You're going to go to the Isle of Wight Festival. Who do I need to see?
ChatGPT doesn't know my wardrobe.
No, but it will. It's going to go, I want comfy clothes. It will say, and it will then calculate the weather, calculate what you should wear, what you should take with you, who's on the stages, who's on at what times. Faith, imagine when you hear Insomnia.
I'm going to be thinking of you. When Insomnia comes on, I'm going to be going nuts. So I've got that issue about Capri.
Yeah. Well, if the weather's going to be good, then you're all right. You're going to trainers.
Do you take trainers?
Yeah, you must.
But like dusty ones, isn't
it? Yeah. You want to take that. And I'd imagine it might get, you know, they say the weather's going to be good. If you might want to get like, you know, like hiking trainers. Jacket. Or yeah, something. Particularly in the evenings, the temperature will drop.
Yeah.
I've got a laugh for that.
You okay. Definitely need a hoodie. All right,
so a little hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoodie, die. Yeah,
or a little hoodie. So what are you going to see?
Right, so we're going to go somewhere because Richard Blackwood is doing a comedy set there.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going with him.
Nice.
I might be doing some comedy as well.
Nice.
We'll see. The promoter's going and we've got one spare ticket.
Oh, nice.
And I thought I should take my wife because it's our anniversary that day.
Great timing.
And I missed Father's Day. So I thought if I can't go, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be at our anniversary because I'm going Glastonbury. Yeah. And I know there's one spare ticket. So I'm like, well, why don't you come in? So she's very excited.
Okay.
Because we don't do festivals.
Who's going to be there when you're there?
All I saw on the first day, because we just looked at it, and even my wife has just messaged me tonight, actually, on the way here, and said, I know about three of the acts.
Okay.
So we've got Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah, she's, old school.
She's there, right?
Yeah, old school, Alanis.
Alanis Morissette is one of them. And other than that, I swear, it was like, you know, like all these bands have got weird names, like I'm not saying.
Heavy Leg.
The Tablecloths.
Wet Blanket.
Clown Face.
Yeah.
Or like weird names like that. And you're like, I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
But there are some good DJs on as well.
Okay.
And obviously there's going to be a comedy
main stage on the Friday.
Yeah.
The 1975. Biffy Clyro. Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette,
Burning Spear. C-Mat. Supergrass. But then there will be other stages as well.
Yeah, so, you see, you know, that's it.
So
all of that kind of makes you kind of go, yoo-hoo. Pink
Buster
Panthers.
Buster Rhymes is Friday.
Buster Rhymes.
Oh my God.
Oh, on Vogue. On Vogue. Fat Boy Slim. There you go. That's what I want to see. Fat Boy Slim. Bit of On Vogue.
Rizzle Kicks will be brilliant.
Buster.
Yeah. Buster Rhymes. Yeah. And that's it. I feel like that'd be enough.
Yeah.
Really? That'd be good.
Yeah, exactly. But more so for the whole experience. Because I'm so used to Mella. That this just got to go big old Glastonbury one. Yeah. Oh, do you know about that technique that guy did? There was a video going around of a guy that went along to a festival field.
Mm.
Did I already say this?
No, go on.
Buried his booze while the festival, where the field was open, by a tree. Then went back to the tree when the festival was happening.
And had booze.
Dug his booze out. Got all his straight vodka. Whatever.
Well, I'm going to be in Isle of Wight on the Thursday.
There you go.
Before the Friday, so I might have to go
do a little smugglage.
Bury a little glassy here and there.
Take in what you want.
You're both
mate.
Going to festivals. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Nice.
Sad. You going to any?
I am in September, but I'm working that one.
Oh, okay.
Malta.
Malta Festival. Very nice.
Oh, I've heard about that one.
Breaking Baldies.
That's a Desi one, isn't it?
Breaking Baldies.
Breaking Borders.
Yeah.
I thought you said Breaking Baldies. That's
me,
Anupam
Kher,
that's
the Rock,
a great one. Breaking Baldies.
We're all there. Things we've learned.
Things we've learned.
Things we're there
we've
already.
Learned. I'm going to go first, actually, this time. And my one is a brilliant one. So, obviously, you know, we're in a situation at the moment where we have rolling news all day long. News channels galore.
Yeah.
You can go into a news channel from the States, from the, you know, the Middle East, India, all of it. There's always something going on. News.
I'm so done with the news, by the way, as well.
Are you? Okay, well, just, this is why maybe, right, Sam, you needed to be alive on this day. And I'll tell you what day. On 18th of April, 1930.
Go on. What happened on 18th
around.
Of April?
You know what happened?
What happened?
So 95 years ago.
It happened on the BBC. They came on and they reported there were no news that day. So they just played piano all day.
There was no news.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That would never happen.
18th of April, 1930, the BBC went on and said, there's no news today.
That would never happen.
And you know what? No. There's probably no news tomorrow, right? But they'll go, did you know?
Breaking news.
Bro, oh my.
But I thought, imagine a world where you just sit down and they go, there's no news today.
There you go.
How nice would that be for humans now?
So the fact is, so what was the date of April?
18th of April.
18th of April, 1930 was the only day in history where there was reported no news.
Do you know what though? Like, I like that because obviously they've just played the piano now for the day. Yeah,
yeah? Brilliant.
But like, you know, if like the BBC or whoever was to say that nowadays, there's no news today, people kick off. For no reason.
Yeah.
They'll just be like...
People will kick off because there's no news.
No, they won't.
How can you say there's no news?
How can you not
see what happened to me? I was standing in a car parking space. I was trying to defend the space. And somebody came and reversed it.
You don't know what is happening over there?
Oh my God.
That's what I mean. People would want to know news about Ealing Road.
Right.
Okay.
The thing I learned was, whilst I was talking about the pizzas to the school dads...
Yeah.
One of the dads dropped in a little fact. It's not like a fact, but it's more a bit of information fact.
Yeah,
the thing
info
I learned,
fact, yeah.
Right? And he says, around the Pentagon
in
America,
where
all the kind of defense officials
CIA people are.
Yes, it's defense officials,
yeah.
Right? They're all working there. Around there, they know when something major is about to go down. So there was going to be some strikes, some war strikes, all that. And the day before that happened, everyone around the Pentagon, well, I say everyone, all
you
the people
in the building.
No, yeah, people in the building were obviously alerted, right? Yeah. This is going to go down.
Yeah.
Now everyone's on high alert. Everyone's been tipped off.
Yeah.
The attacks are going to happen.
Yeah.
And therefore, they've got to deal with their answers, deal with their kind of consequences, what the knock-on effects are, where their officials are, all the logistics of something like that happening, right? Yeah. And the nightmare of it. But the way it gets leaked is that the pizza consumption in the area suddenly goes up,
right?
Because they're all staying in.
They all stay in.
They're all staying in, right? And then, and there's thousands of these officials, and they're all brought in, and extra, and so literally thousands more pizzas are being ordered.
Oh, right. And they know something's up.
And that's why. And look at Google it. Pizza Pentagon defense.
So
right.
There is the business opportunity there.
There's a spike in pizzas, and then it's they say actually it's the pizza people that could potentially be leaking information.
That's
saying that's something's going.
That's
down.
A business venture that right there cool, for the deficit.
But it makes sense.
It makes sense. I always find the peculiar side of life quite interesting. Like, even like how many chicken wings get consumed at the Super Bowl. We know that. Like, wow. Or like that many people are all chowing to that. So that many people are kind of going, right, pizza's in, we are working.
So if you open a curry shop and they go, oh, let's switch it up now because the pizza lot are leaking info, and you open a curry shop, all of a sudden your sales will increase.
Yeah.
So that's the job.
If they don't like curry.
Yeah. Well, they will.
Yeah, they go, sorry, I can't.
Actually, you're right. Maybe this Trump.
Oh, no, the curry house open, everyone flushed their lips.
To be fair, the Trump's administration has got loads of this in it. So it could be a great opportunity.
Exactly. There's been a spike in butter chicken and dal makhani at the Pentagon.
Because I think the head of that is CIA department. Or
Kash Patel.
Yeah, Kash Patel.
You know that.
I was listening to his podcast, actually.
Kashyap Patel.
What would he order? What would Kashyap Patel order for everyone to chow on?
Kashyap Patel is one of them ones who loves his meat, I bet you.
How do you reckon?
I think he's a Dokra man.
No. Because he's so sold out his soul to the Trump administration. He does it all. All of the meat stuff.
So you're trying to say us meat eaters, well, prick.
No. But like, what I'm trying to say is he's got to that, you know, that stage.
He's westernized, modernized.
Well. He eats steak.
Yeah, fully.
Oh, wow.
He's wearing the MAGA hat and he's eating steak.
Kashyap is listening right now. He's going, what the hell? No, I don't.
Kashyap Vinod. I think his name is Kashyap Vinod Pramod Patel.
I'm sure he was smoking the cigar. Pramod.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
Vinod Pramod.
Yeah, Vinod Pramod Patel. That's his full name.
What Raid. A chord. Vinod Pramod. Yeah, what else rhymes with that?
That's his full name.
The little Brilliant. Dord.
Yeah.
The little
cross
dord.
Over the road.
Yeah.
You're a fraud.
Well, some might say that. But yeah.
Leave
anyway,
him alone, old Cash.
I know, old Cash. Well, I'm not feeling sorry for him. But anyway, go on, Satch.
The thing I learned: a T-Rex.
Yeah.
It has 13 times more precise eyesight than a human. Oh. It means it can see its prey 4 miles away.
That changes.
You can't see four. It's curvature of the earth. Sure.
4 miles away.
It's not that far. It's not like Newcastle.
No, that's a fact.
It's not Newcastle, bro. It's not Scotland.
A T-Rex can see something 4 miles away. That is incredible.
That's why they're so good at hunting him down. That's Jurassic Park has just changed. All of a sudden, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Jurassic Park.
Get your head around that. Like, what do you think is going on? Because obviously, it's got a focus, right? I'm looking at this kind of no entry sign in front of me, right?
The door.
In the willows.
Yeah.
And I can't read what's on that red bit underneath it.
No.
So what, the T-Rex can just go and zoom in on that?
Also, how can they zoom in? Because they've got eye on either side of their head, so how can they look straight? Do you know what I mean? It's like
zoom, zoom,
it's a classic Tommy indicator situation, that. You know, how can you look
because
straight?
Because your eye, no, Gedge, if your eye is there, doesn't mean you can't look that way.
Well, I don't know.
Of course it can.
Your eyes are the left.
The eye socket.
No, but what
remember, their eyes are not like our eyes where they just look straight. You can.
No, but for us, look.
It goes like that. 360, mate.
Can it go enough?
I think it can.
I can't do like a telescope, though, can it? So what happened is, look, right
I
now,
think it can.
I can look at my phone in front of me and I can zoom in on it.
Yeah.
I can look at that table decoration, which is 3 meters away, zoom in on it.
Yeah.
I can look at the door handle, zoom in on it. And when I look at the door handle 20 meters away over there, the table display has gone into a blur, right? Because I'm
you're bad eyesight, mate.
No.
you're
layering up.
Yeah.
So it's can just keep going.
Okay.
So if it just focuses on something four miles off.
Four miles.
T-Rex.
That's great. Can I also just do a little extra bonus things that I learned this week? And I think it's a good one because I know a lot of our listeners are going to be our big lovers of the gram. And Instagram have changed something now, especially if you're...
The text changed.
Well, yeah, that's changed as well. Yeah. But the thing that they have changed is, you know, the stories, right? You know, you can go and see who's seen your story, right? What they're now going to do, and it's being implemented. So just be careful, because if you're like one of them ones who are like maybe stalking a potential husband, potential girlfriend, or whatever that is, you know, what's going to happen now is they're going to change it. So the person who's seen your story last will keep moving to the top. Oh. So like if Satch has seen Tommy's story first, and then other people have seen it, Satch will go to the bottom of that list. Mm. But then if Satch comes back again, because he thought, oh, Tommy looks a bit sexy in those jeddies, he will go back to the top. So Tommy, when he checks who's looking at it, he'll know exactly who...
Well, will I know that Satch came back for a second time?
Yes.
But will he be featured in there twice?
He won't be featured in there, but he keeps coming to the top.
So
people will be able to know that, oh.
So it's not the most recent, it's also the most frequent.
Yes.
Okay.
No, but it doesn't give you like a number.
It won't give you a number yet. Four times. It won't give you a number yet, but this is happening.
No, I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that affects anyone.
No, I think it will, because then you know that, oh, well, Ked has seen my story, but he's back again.
Social media, man.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's for the stalkers. It's for the stalkers, you know.
It's for the... I tell you what, it's for the Instagrammers that want to stalk the people following them.
Potentially, yeah.
You're keeping an eye on their stats and all that. Actually, just on that note, I'm going to add a little Brucey bonus in as well, because I was filming Maggie Noodle stuff, right? Yeah, I'm doing a lot of stuff with Maggie Noodles.
Yeah.
And... I was going to people in the street, get them to do this little dance stuff. You're going to see on my social soon, right? Get them to do the noodle dance and all that.
Yeah.
And one of this girl, about 23, 24, she went, no, this is her line. Yeah. Ready? Mm. I'm trying to reduce my social media footprint.
Okay.
That's a thing.
Well done.
I'm trying to reduce... About 22, 23.
Okay.
She looked about 16.
Well, you're going to have to do a lot more than just not say no to Maggie Noodles.
I thought that was it. And actually, got very quickly, another weird thing I heard over, like you just said, and I went, wow, reduce my social media footprint. Like, that's a thing, like it's digital.
But it's that, and it's the classic, like, oh, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that because, they're going to be listening to you now. The latest one, you know, there's so many kitchen appliances that... Guys, it's so late now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
everything.
It. It's like, you know what? If you've seen Westworld, we're already in season two.
Exactly.
You
know,
they have enough information about you. Don't worry about now. You've put your whole family up on all your platforms.
I think I've accepted it. I think I quite like the fact that it's listening, because then I'll purposely say things and I go, right, and it starts to come up and you kind of look at those things.
But one thing I think everyone should say, and do you know what? Recently, in the last few weeks, I've heard this, and Kedge mentioned it earlier on the podcast, is, oh, I've got so many, you know, other people to go and listen to Brownlow. Do you know what? I've come across a lot of people that have just started listening to Brownlow, like in the last few months, I'd say.
Wicked.
Yeah.
And I keep telling them, go and tell someone else to listen to it.
Yeah, but you know what's weird as well? They come up to you like it's a revelation.
Yeah, it's like it's a new thing.
Oh, the Brownlow. You're like, oh, it's been going 6 years.
6 years.
Nearly seven.
There's people that come up to me and they're like, do you know what? Yeah, you've missed a lot of episodes, honestly. 300 episodes in.
The man. And it's nice.
And do you know what? Thank you, Brownlow family. What makes them even more, when I tell them that we do live ones sometimes, everyone's just like, no way, I want to come to that.
Yeah, and both of them said you need to put, one of them did, said you need to put them up on YouTube, the whole episode. Mm. So we'll think about that.
Okay. Mm.
By the way, September, live one. Just that's all
coming your way.
That's what I'm going to say.
London.
No, but don't give too much weight, because you're going to be on the WhatsApp group, because you will get to know about it first.
Oh, yeah, true. Do you know what? Maybe. And you know what?
We've had a
sudden
splurge of people joining the WhatsApp group as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Surge,
it's gone.
It?
Well, yeah, but splurge. I like to. It's like a bit
splurge
more exciting.
Is what you do.
It's a bit more exciting, yeah.
That's what you should do this week. Go and tell someone else to listen to
that. And that's what you should do this weekend. Have a splurge.
Have a splurge.
Until next week.
See ya.
Laters.
Laters.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.